The story so far. Atticus O'Sullivan, born in 83 BCE as Sheehan O'Sullivan, has spent much of his long life as a druid on the run from Angus Og, one of the Tuatha De Danann. Angus Og seeks the return of Fragora, a magical sword that Atticus stole in the 2nd century, and the fact that Atticus has learned how to keep himself young and won't simply die annoys the heck out of Angus Og. When Angus Og finds Atticus hiding in Tempe, Arizona, Atticus makes the fateful decision to fight instead of run, unwittingly setting off a chain of consequences that snowball on him despite his efforts to lie low. In Hounded, he gains an apprentice, Grunuel McTiernan, retrieves a necklace that serves as a focus for Laksha Kulasekaran, an Indian witch, and discovers that his cold iron aura is proof against hellfire. He defeats Angus Og with an assist from the Morrigan, Briot, and a local pack of werewolves. However, he also severely cripples a witch's coven that wasn't exactly benevolent, but was protecting the Phoenix metro area from more menacing groups of predators. Hexed, Book 2, forces Atticus to deal with that, as a rival and much more deadly coven tries to take over the territory of the Sisters of the Three Auroras, and a group of Bakkens tries to establish a foothold in Scottsdale. Atticus cuts deals with Laksha Kulasekaran and Leif Helgerson, a vampire, to earn their help and rid the city of the threats. In Book 3, Hammered, the bills come due for those deals. Both Laksha and Leif want Atticus to go to Asgard and beard the Norse in their mead halls. Putting together a team of badasses, Atticus raids Asgard twice, despite warnings from the Morrigan and Jesus Christ that this would be a terrible idea, and it might be best not to keep his word. The carnage is epic, with heavy losses among the Aesir, including the Norns, Thor, and a crippled Odin. The death of the Norns, an aspect of fate, means the old prophecies regarding Ragnarok are now unchained, and Hel can begin to work with very little opposition from the Aesir. However, a strange coincidence with the Finnish hero Vainamirnin reminds Atticus of a different prophecy, one spoken by the sirens to Odysseus long ago, and he worries that 13 years hence the world will burn, perhaps in some altered form of Ragnarok. Feeling the heat for his shenanigans and needing time to train his apprentice, Atticus fakes his own death with the help of Coyote in Book 4, Tricked. Hel does indeed make an appearance, thinking Atticus might like to join her on the dark side since he has killed so many Aesir, but she is brutally rebuffed. Atticus is betrayed by Leif Helgerson and narrowly escapes death at the hands of an ancient vampire named Zdenek, but ends the book with a modicum of assurance that he will be able to train Grunuel in anonymity. In the novella Two Ravens and One Crow, Odin awakens from his long sleep and forges a truce of sorts with Atticus, enlisting the druid to take on Thor's role in Ragnarok, should it come to pass, and perhaps take care of another few things along the way. After 12 years of training, Grunuel is ready to be bound to the earth. But in Book 5, Trapped, it seems as if the druid's enemies have been waiting for him to emerge. Atticus must deal with vampires, dark elves, fairies, and the Roman god Bacchus. And messing with one of the Olympians draws the attention of one of the world's oldest and most powerful pantheons. Once Grunuel is a full druid, Atticus must run across Europe to avoid the bows of Diana and Artemis, who took exception to his treatment of Bacchus and the dryads of Olympus in Book 5. The Morrigan sacrifices herself to give Atticus a head start, and he is hunted in Book 6. Running and fighting his way past a coordinated attempt to bring him down, he makes it to England, where he can enlist the help of Herne the Hunter and Flitish, the Irish goddess of the hunt. There he's able to defeat the Olympians and negotiate a fragile alliance against Hel and Loki. At the end of this volume, he discovers that his arch-druid was frozen in time in Tir na n'Og, and when he retrieves him, his old mentor is in as foul a mood as ever.